Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. This is a very exciting blog post tonight. And this should be a pretty interesting audio, actually, because my online cucky hubby went on a vacation and he wrote me about it. And I've got to tell you something. He just makes me laugh. He's such a loser. He went on a trip with a girl that he met from the Poconos. And I believe he met her online. And if you look in my categories list, you'll see there's a section called Online Cucky Hubby. And if you click on that, there's about 20 stories there, some of which I wrote, some are from our sessions, and others are about my experience with my online cucky hubby. Now, you know, I love my online cucky hubby, but I just use him. And I only married him for his money and so that he could spoil me and amuse me. And even though I'm telling you this story about what he did on this trip because it's really too good for me not to share, there will be a follow-up about this story in the near future. But I have to tell you about this one because it's hilarious, really. So let me give you an update about this story. He went to Mexico with this girl that he knew, and they went Dutch. And it turns out that this girl was going to be a little bit naughty on this trip, and he had no idea. My poor online cucky hubby. Now, you know, he only has a little 3-inch clitty, and it's very cute. And he went on this trip, as I was saying. And the first night he was there, they tried to have sex, he and the girl he went with, and he couldn't get it up, so he ended up having just to lick her. Well, the next day, they went to a nude beach, and he said he really didn't want to go there, and she was, you know, assuring him that he was, like, average, and, you know, there'd be other guys the same size as he was, but it turns out there was an attractive black guy there with a really big cock, like 9 inches. And he said that it looked as thick as a Coke bottle. And he said that no matter who was on the beach, they all had cocks bigger than his. And he got really nervous. And he said he also wanted to drop to his knees when he saw these cocks. Now, you know, my boyfriend Tyrone has on more than one occasion had his cock sucked by my online cucky hubby. And, you know, he's gotten pretty good at sucking cock. Normally, I make him, you know, buy me perfume or lunch or dinner or champagne before I let him suck Tyrone's cock. Now, since he was on this vacation, of course, I had no control over any of this. And quite honestly, I think online cucky hubby owes me something for going away and doing whatever. Well, you'll see what he did in the story, but you'll say. In the meanwhile, getting back to the story, I'm digressing here. His girlfriend, not his girlfriend, but this girl that he went with, kept telling him how hot she thought this guy was, and, you know, he's big, and he's black, and he's handsome, and he started to feel, you know, humiliated. So, my online cucky hubby had dinner with this girl, and afterwards she said that she wanted to go to the hot tub. I guess, sounds like, you know, it was almost like a Club Med thing, like there was a hot tub, it was big enough for a lot of people. And the guy that she saw on the beach was there, and there were other couples there, and they all got into the hot tub together. My online cucky hubby said that, you know, he made sure that they sat across from him. He didn't want her anywhere near him because he already knew this was going to be trouble. So he introduced himself, and they started talking, and he said that it felt like he wasn't even there. They completely ignored him. I mean, that's awful, but it is funny. Anyway, he said he felt very uncomfortable and even felt like crying. Oh, my poor online cucky hubby. I mean, you know, when he's with me, I don't make him cry. I make him suck cock. Well, anyway, he said he felt very inadequate and embarrassed, and, you know, he felt that the others in the tub would think he was a loser. And, you know, I have to say it. I mean, think about it. He lets this girl get back in the tub with these guys that have big cocks, and really, that does make him a loser, you know? Oh, I got the hiccups. Anyway, she was obviously flirting with him right in that tub. You know, I think she probably slid her foot over there and felt how big it was under the water. I mean, that's my personal opinion. And that's pretty much what he thought, too. Well, anyway, she said she wanted to have a drink, and she asked my online cucky hubby to go to the room and get a bottle of wine, and he came back with one and poured a glass for everyone, and this guy that she, you know, had started, you know, hanging out with, he thanked him, but apparently called him by the wrong name, and his girlfriend just giggled. Well, anyway, while they were in the tub, this guy with the big cock, he leaned back, and he was, like, moaning, and they started kissing right in front of my online cucky hubby, and he said he didn't know what to do. He got really excited and embarrassed at the same time. And all the other people in the tub left. And so this guy sat on the edge of the tub, and he could see this big black cock in the moonlight. He said it was so smooth and powerful and virile. And his little cock just started twitching away. Oh, my online cucky hubby, I feel so bad for you. Little twitch, twitch. So anyway, to tell you the truth, he said, he wanted to suck it. I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all. But he said it wasn't like his fantasies. He said he was not the center of this. He was not the center of attention. And there were others in the tub. And, you know, it was entirely different. And he could see that, you know, she was sucking his cock, and it was so big, and she could barely get her mouth around it, and, well, anyway, this guy looked right at my online cucky hubby and laughed. And he was just shocked because he didn't know that they could see him. And in the meanwhile, he started rubbing himself. And they got up and left. They went back to their room. But turns out that they went to a cabana. And he was able to, you know, see them there. He knew he should go back to his room, but he didn't. And he watched them, and he said that they were really going crazy. Like, he said it was like just like in the porn movies, that, you know, black is better, that big and black is even better. And, well, anyway, he was like jerking off outside the cabana. My poor online cucky with his little clitty. Can you see that little thing twitching out there in the dark? And he said he felt so dirty afterwards. So anyway, she came back to the room, this girl, and she apologized for doing that to him. He said she's really nice, and, you know, they're really not attached in any way, so there was really no reason why she couldn't do it. She was paying her own way and everything else. But here's what happened next. I mean, now this part gets really funny. This guy's name is Devon. Well, he came over, and the girlfriend told my online cucky hubby that she wanted the three of them to go out to brunch. And they did, and he ordered an expensive bottle of champagne. Now, online cucky hubby, you know, I know you're listening to this, And you bought them champagne. You know you're going to have to buy me champagne. Just remember, you heard it here first, because I'm the one who loves Cristal. Well, anyway, while they were eating, they told him that they knew he was watching them last night, and they didn't appreciate him spying on them. And he got so embarrassed. I mean, they were in a public place, and he thought other people could hear them. And Vaughn said that he didn't understand why white guys were turned on by having their girlfriends having sex with black men. He said he just couldn't understand why anyone would do that, and he would certainly not let someone do that to him. And he thought that guys like him were probably faggots. And she asked me why it turned me. Online cucky hubby's girlfriend asked him why it turned him on, and he said that he really didn't know. And she reached under the table, and she felt for my online cookie's little dickie, which is really tiny, what a loser. And she said it was hard as a rock. So it said that she thought he was turned on by it, and that his cock was harder than it was the first night they got there when she wanted to have sex with him. Well, then it got even worse. You know what she said? She said, "Are you a faggot? Does big black cock turn you on? Would you like to suck Devon's cock?" And my online cucky hubby said, "Of course not." He said, "I might not have the biggest cock in the world, and I may be impotent, but I'm not a fag." And they both thought that he was a cocksucker. They were calling him a cocksucker. And he kept denying it, but after lunch, they made him pay the bill. Now, here's another thing. That means he owes me a lunch and a bottle of champagne right here. I mean, this is like over the top, don't you think? So, you know, he likes to spoil me, so we're going to have to get back on the wagon here as far as that goes. You know, I just use my online cucky hubby for his money, but I never said this girl could. I mean, they were supposed to go Dutch. Well, anyway, when they went back to the room, she lifted up her dress and showed my online cucky hubby her swollen pussy. And there was fresh cum dripping out of it, apparently lots of it, and she, you know, brought it towards his face and said, "Since you aren't a faggot, you don't want to taste this, do you?" And he said he could feel himself going all weak, and he mumbled no, but I mean, I could hear her sweet voice saying no, but I know that he wanted to. And she kept coming closer and closer, and he said he couldn't move away, and she kept laughing at him, and eventually she pushed him on the floor, and she squatted right over his face. And she couldn't bring her pussy down fast enough. I mean, he was just grabbing for it, being the little cum guzzler he is. And she, you know, she made him clean up her pussy. Well, just then, while he, you know, he was pinned to the floor, Devon walks in. And he said, "You are a stupid white boy." And he started laughing, too. Can you see this? They're both laughing at him. He's pinned on the floor. He's probably playing with his little dick and licking up this nasty cum out of her pussy. Ooh. Well, anyway, he was paralyzed. He didn't know what he was going to do. He had no idea. Devon made him admit he was a cocksucker and that he worshipped superior black cock. And then he took his cock out and made my online cucky hubby, you know, suck it. He fucked his face, he said, really, really hard. Oh. So anyway, he pulled him off, you know, he pulled my online cucky hubby off of his, you know, this girl, and Devon said he wanted to have sex with her again, and told my online cucky hubby to go wait outside. Well, he said he had to give Devon his credit cards, too. That was the end result. I mean, you can imagine how the rest of this trip went. Well, anyway, online cucky hubby, let's get a few things straight here. You are a cocksucker. You are a loser. I mean, I do love you, and you know, I like to use you for your money. I mean, come on. And we did, you know, recently come up with that agreement that, you know, you're going to get an extra job and give me all that money, and we're never going to get divorced. You're always going to take care of me. And maybe I should post all those things we agreed to on this blog in case you've forgotten. So you can just get that credit card back and start spending it on me, because you know that you are addicted to Miss Mandy, that I own and control you, and you have no control, loser. That's my little clitty you have there, and I'm the one who decides if you can and can't come. You are addicted to Mandy. I own you and control you. You are going to be more addicted to Mandy. I'm going to see to that. And you know it, loser, right? That's right. That's my clitty I own there. And you are addicted to me. You love Miss Mandy, don't you? And you need my control because you've got a little cock and I'm in charge of it. So, I'll be talking to you soon, and you other little dick losers out there, and cuckolds and cucky wannabes and cuckolds who have experiences to share with Miss Mandy. I can be reached at 1-877-732-6360. You know, if you want to be laughed at, humiliated at, fucked over, just let me know. Because I am ready to have you addicted to me, too. Remember, you are addicted to Miss Mandy. Bye-bye. Mwah. Bye, online cucky hubby. You are my loser.